RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I ask you guys this question as we welcome everybody back. Here's Sam, Greg, and Noel. It's a three-person booth this morning. It's like Monday Night Football on this day after Christmas. Dylan's on the other side of the glass in for the morning chip, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Who was this phrase attributed to on this date? First in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of their countrymen. First, who was first in war? First, he was called first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of our countrymen.
Churchill?
No.
Ooh.
But this was how a famous person, very famous person, was eulogized. They said this about George Washington.
Oh.
He was eulogized by Colonel Henry Lee, and it happened on this date. And that is, I've seen that on plaques throughout my life. I didn't understand where it came from, but I have. I've seen that all over.
As we prepare to hit 250.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
It'll be 250.
And Noel, one of the things I tell to Sam all the time, actually, I think he's the one who first said this, but there's a first day for everything.
Indeed.
And today was the day of the coffee percolator.
Oh.
As we wake up looking for
song?
Our coffee.
Let me play that song, Time for the Percolator. Can we play that? can we play that? Oh, yeah, you know, really?
You don't say that, you know, that word anymore. But yeah, James Mason patented the coffee percolator on this day. Anyway.
I've been seeing a lot of those lately at the local Marshalls. It's been a lot of
percolators?
Yeah, it's been a lot of coffee percolators on sale.
I think
really?
It's either
strangely
those
enough, yeah.
Or those little Keurigs or how you
the Keurig cup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love them.
Well, more people are going back to the percolator, you think?
I think it's just a retro option that's out here hanging out right now that people are picking up. But it does seem to be one or the other. It doesn't seem to be traditional coffee maker right now.
Yeah.
It's like we're either doing percolator / kettle or we're getting fancy with the K-cups.
Yeah, the cups.
Yeah.
It's easy. And then not a lot of waste.
Yeah.
You get your coffee, you're done. In case you cannot get in front of a TV, we got Hawks versus Miami today, and that game is at 7 o'clock, tip at 6:30. Again, we can hear it right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sam, you don't have a nickname, do you?
Nickname?
A nickname. I don't know of a nickname for you.
Me?
Yeah, I don't have one either.
Hey, you.
Okay, that's your nickname.
No, nickname. I mean, I got nicknames. There's certain things that I hear, and I know that people know me from certain places.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, people call me like Sam, but that was my dad's name.
Right.
You know, so a lot of people some people call me Sam, but they knew him. So that was different for me. My relatives would use my middle name. My middle name is Randall.
Okay.
So they might call me Randy. Well, then I know there are people who know me from Alabama. Then I got relatives who just call me Ran. When I hear that, I know that's kinfolk.
Ran.
Let's break it all the way down. Hey, Ran. So, I mean, I know that's all.
Ran would be the only nickname. The other ones are kind of your name.
But one thing, they never called me Junior. And a lot of guys I grew up with, if they were a junior, that's what they got called.
Mm-hmm. But, in my generation, it changed to JR, but yeah. You get some type of variation of Junior.
Yeah, but my dad never wanted to, like, You know, it was, hey, Junior, you know, he didn't.
Okay.
He wanted me to be my own kind of person there. I appreciate that.
You get Samuel.
I get Samuel when I'm in trouble. Samuel was with
you
like
don't get
that,
in trouble
that,
no more.
That was Samuel. That would be like formal something. Yeah.
I get Greg down here, and I get Gregory in Chicago up north.
I remember Gregory. You get that from your dad.
Yeah. Well, your parents call you first name.
You just get Gregory from him.
Gregory. Yeah. Anyway. Dylan, you don't have a nickname? I'm leading up to something. Do you have a nickname?
So here, on the morning shift specifically, I get called Dylon.
Yep.
And that started actually from John Chuckery when I used to produce John Chuckery's show. He would call me Dylon. Okay. So that just kind of stuck around. Other than that, no. Like in middle school and high school, I used to be called D-Matt because my last name is Matthew. So I used to get called D-Matt.
Okay.
But other than that, those are the only two.
The reason I went down this rabbit hole is because not long ago, when new information was presented, the lovely Noelle got herself a nickname.
Whoa.
And I've been calling her this for the last week or so when remembered when her birthday was.
Okay.
So she is, from this point on, if you're going to use her nickname, Noelle, and she's embraced this, Sam, but I haven't said this officially, Noelle is the Saltus Queen.
Oh, I remember you coming up with that. Yeah.
He is the Saltus Queen.
We're
going to have to put that on plaques,
we'll
bumper sticker, and on the front door, a mailbox, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
You are approaching royalty.
Yeah,
so you are now royalty. You are the Saltus Queen. And for those of you who don't know, her birthday falls on the winter solstice. So that's where I came up. I didn't have to go to MIT to figure this one out. It just popped
Solstice
into my head.
Queen of Winter, yes.
So yeah,
yes,
you are.
I have
that.
Been deputized.
So you are closer to, I guess, Glenda than you would be the other one, the other Wicked Witch of the.
I love it.
You'd be up there in Minnesota. But yeah, she's got a nickname. I say all that also because we are talking about winter here. You see what I'm doing here?
Mm-hmm.
But yet we know the way the world sits on its axis, that is hot as you know what, is fish grease, as you like to say, down in the Southern Hemisphere, where life is getting ready to get started down there for the tennis world.
You know, it seems so unfair. It seems so unfair, especially for our American players, because you're home for your holiday. You get a short break anyway. You get a short window, basically, because after the U.S. Open, there's more tournaments. A lot of people don't know because they're in Asia and Europe, so they go back overseas again. And a lot of players have to make these. I mean, you get the endorsement deals and whatnot. You also get your shoes, whatever you're wearing. They want you to show up for those events, especially in Asian countries. They've taken a lot of the tournaments that used to be in the United States. We used to have so many more tennis tournaments in this country. But the Asian countries have, like, you know, they fucked over some cash and those tournaments moved.
Mm-hmm.
And so now people have to go and play those events to end up the year. And so once you finish that, you have this little calendar, a calendar, the back part of October, you know, November, and right down into now. And like now, these folks are on airplanes headed for Australia.
Ooh.
The United Cup, which is like a team competition, starts on the 2nd in Perth.
Perth,
Australia, and that gets things started. So you have teams representing U.S. I think it's both men and women to play on that to get things started. Meanwhile, you're down there just getting acclimated, right? You've tried to go and play somewhere in Florida or somewhere in Southern California that somewhere is going to have some heat that you can work out in this time of year before you go over there. So it's not such a big shock to your system. If you've been around here, obviously you would have some decent weather to work out around here the last couple of days, right? But they go over there where it's going to be really hot. The Brisbane International starts on the 4th. That's a WTA event. The men start on the 4th as well. And then there's also an event in China, right?
If you can get in there.
You can play that, right. And the Bank of China Hong Kong Tennis Open is taking place.
Hong Kong's cool.
So, I mean, you get in there. That's where you're going to start, and you're working your way up for the Australian Open, the first major. That's the thing. You know, you talk about different events, different sports that build up to a big event.
Right.
We know NASCAR will start with their biggest event, the very first one, right? Daytona 500, right? Where everybody else works their way up to it. Tennis, you know, within the first couple of weeks, here's a major event, and you got to be in condition because it's going to be blazing hot for the condition. So that's going to be it.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A theory that you broke all that down
yep.
to something, and this became prevalent when Serena was heading toward being the top Grand Slam winner of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who didn't know, they started looking at the list of the women behind her and saw Margaret Court and wondered, "Ooh, I never heard of Margaret Court." And then if you look deeper, for those who didn't know, she won most of her tournaments in Australia, her home
mm-hmm.
country.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's the reason why, because of everything that you just broke down, the American players, the top players, even from Europe, they want to stay home for the holidays and then have to get on a plane last minute. And I'm sure conditioning during the time when Margaret Court played isn't anywhere near where it is now.
Well, the schedule was different then, too, now, because, you know, the Australian Open came late in the year. It just became a thing where they moved it to after January 1. After January 1, there was a U.S. indoor tour. There was a tour of U.S. indoor tennis that took place during the winter months. That's why we lost all those tournaments. I don't think we have an indoor tournament left in the United States. The last one, I think, was in Memphis.
Ooh.
And they took it up to Long Island or something. But all the indoor tournaments in this country are
gone. And then plus you had Davis Cup, which was big then, too.
That was big, too. But then talking about the indoor, you had the men's. The men's was World Team. Who was the sponsor? Lamar Hunt was in with this, the founder.
Oh, yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs was involved with the tennis for the men. And on the women's side, it was sponsored by Virginia Slims.
Billie Jean King.
You know, right. And I'm talking, we just had tobacco sponsoring.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that was crazy.
They're sponsoring women's tennis and NASCAR, right?
But that was their thing. Because even though the Surgeon General had that little tag on there about smoking, it was one of those, they marketed those cigarettes for women as a sort of statement of independence.
Yeah, you have your own, right? You don't have
exactly.
to, you know, you're not in the Pall Mall or the Camel or the
straight. Marlboros
and
all that.
You have your own. But that was when they have all those indoor tournaments and they all went away. When Australia moved to first of the year.
But what I'm saying is Margaret Court had an advantage for a period of time, which is why she racked up so many Australian Opens and became an all-time great as far as the total numbers, when it was really kind of, when you took a deeper look at it, she really didn't win that many Frenches and Wimbledons and U.S. Opens compared to the others. She got to the top of the food chain because she stayed home and dominated Australia.
Well, those are the ones that she did play. Remember, it wasn't as global as it is now. And also, I don't know, would you talk about pre-Open era with her as well? You're going to mm-hmm. count those from the pre-Open era when, you know, tennis players weren't making a whole lot of money. That's why people like, you know, out there, Gibson played. And she had to, like, stop playing. She wasn't making any money in the prime of her career. So, I mean, it was just different. Now you walk out there, going back to Venus Williams when she rolled out the first time, she got that massive Reebok deal she got back in the day. Oh, by the way, she got married last week.
Did?
Yeah.
Venus.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we mentioned that on Wednesday.
You mentioned that? Okay. Yeah. I didn't mention that. But
we did. Didn't
we? I mean, she was
we did.
Okay. Really kind of set the cash out big time, you know. Say what you will about Richard Williams. We all know we talked about him mm-hmm. on this program, what he was smart enough to do. But, that's it. But we're looking forward to this tennis season, looking to see if, how Coco does, if Coco Gauff does well down there.
Shelton's moving?
We're looking to see how Ben Shelton does. You know, he was home recently to play out in Gwinnett County. Let's see what he does, a hometown guy. Let's see if he can go out there and do some well and try to crack that ceiling with those top two who up there. They're awfully tough to beat. But, you know, let's see if we can get a run out of them.
Noel, no, listen, I apologize. But you've seen this on the other side of glass. You mentioned tennis, and then we can go get a cup of coffee, man, Sam, and just he'll get
turn
us up
into a tennis match. I love it.
Oh, man.
Sounds great.
Right up on everything there. Listen, we'll save the what's going on around town, where to go, where not to go, coming up later on. Noel's World coming up at 7:20. I have no idea what she's going to talk about, but Dylan better be ready because she told him earlier she's looking at you. Let you know about opportunities or where to find opportunities behind the camera, jobs in front of the camera, doing a casting call. That is all coming up. But up next, locally, what has been going on? Well, Mr. Crenshaw is going to tell you what's been going on and what's coming up around the corner. That's up next. As we sit in for the morning shift, Sam, Greg, Noel, Wet Dylan on the other side of the glass, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.